This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome back for another live session. Joining me in the JPR studios today, the 2014 winner of the Southsage Cellars Brit Festival's Rising Stars competition and an amazing blues singer, Cece James and her band. Cece, welcome to JPR. It's great to finally have you in. We have known each other now for quite a few months because that competition took place back in, what, February, March, something like that.
You know, I can't even remember. It's been a whirlwind.
And you guys have a pretty big day coming up. Part of the winner's package, in addition to being here and spending some time with us, is to open one of the shows this summer at Brit, and it happens to be coming up September 11th, Creedence Clearwater Revisited.
Amazing.
Pretty good show. It should be a pretty darn good house there as well.
Yeah.
Let's go back and talk a little bit about how you got started making music. The website, by the way, Cece James, that is CeeCeeJames.com. You can get information about your background and your previous albums. But you have a really interesting quote on the website where you talked about how you had experimented in acting and modeling, but dabbled in music because of what you said it does for you. It allows you to be the total of who you are.
Right.
I'm assuming that that means you had interests in a bunch of different avenues, but really, music was the way to put them all together?
Right. Modeling is very limited because it's just physical.
Mm.
So, and acting is limited because you're asked to act different roles. But with music, you can write from your own soul, your own stories, which I think is really crucial for us to get our stories out there and share the stories. And so music is a way to do that. Share those stories from the compost of your soul. And then when you get on stage to perform, you get to act them out.
Hmm.
So, and if you want to be a model during the process, I guess you can too. There's a lot of gals that do the modeling thing as well as the singing thing.
Sometimes it seems like pop music kind of comes from the avenue of models that end up being given music to sing or make, right? It's true that you write most of the songs that you guys record?
I write all the lyrics, and my co-writing partner is Rob Slideboy Andrews over there. And we come up with chord progressions, and it's very a wonderful process. It's great to have an in-house writing partner.
Do you base your writing and your performing on a specific style of blues? You know, there's Kansas City blues, Chicago blues.
No, we don't. We just let the soul do what it wants. And our albums are kind of full of a variety. We have roots blues, very little real traditional blues, but more roots blues and more maybe adult contemporary blues, you'd call it. Just real raw stuff.
Well, let's start with the tune. What do you guys want to play first today?
I think we'll play a song called Love Makes Change.
You give love a fuck
Love makes change. Oh, now change makes pain. Like a broken umbrella laying out in the rain. Oh, but when it comes, now pack your bags and go. You got to trust and put your faith in what your heart knows. Oh, cause a pain, no child is gonna open up here. Open up, open up your soul. I said love makes change. Love makes change. You give love a buck and you get back two, guaranteed. But you gotta go. When you think you have it all figured out, just when you got that white picket fence all painted white, yeah, just when you got that job situation's all set and packed down, love come along and said, oh child, now you ain't happy, are you? You gotta make some change. I've got your back. Start looking for a new, start looking for a new high job. Start looking for a new relationship, and I'll be there when you make the change. Yeah! Oh, I said love, love, love. Mm-hmm. Love, love, love. Love is gonna make some change. Yeah, I'm gonna follow love, child, till I can't walk anymore.
That is C.C. James live here on Jefferson Public Radio, opening for Creedence Clearwater Revisited September 11th on the Brit Stage, britfest.org, for more information on that show. Home base is where for you guys?
Right now it's in the Grants Pass area.
And was it Roseburg before that? Or
no, it was actually St. Louis.
Really? Missouri,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your background reads a bit nomadic. time in Seattle, born in Portland, time in California.
Right.
Yeah. Has there been a place that you've really considered to be home for a long period of time?
Not really. My life was always nomadic since I was a child. And I was in San Diego for 20 years, but I was really unhappy there. And a lot of people would go, hey, why?
Were you making music in all of those places?
Yeah. Yeah. I've been making music since I was a little girl.
And where was the most fertile environment to be doing that?
Probably the Northwest.
Yeah.
Where I was born.
More so than when you were in St. Louis also?
Yes, we were there a year, and it wasn't the most pleasant experience.
What's it like to make a relatively small town like Grants Pass your home base when you're doing a lot of performing and traveling around?
It's very peaceful. Come back, relax, and then just take in the beauty.
Yeah. It's nice to have a thoroughfare, I guess, running right through the middle of town to get north and south.
Right. Well, it's absolutely gorgeous. It's so, I have to have beauty, and it so fulfills my soul. You know, and it allows me to kind of relax And I don't know how to explain it. But some people can live in dry desert areas. I really need to be in the trees and mountains and rivers.
And you said you've been making music really all your life. Was it always blues, or did you dabble in some other things?
No, actually, in the beginning, it was pop funk.
Okay.
Yeah, and I made my very first CD, which was called Spiritually Wet, in L.A.
Is that an eBay score at this point, right?
All right. But it's all original, and it's actually very spiritual lyrics. And I just I hiked and hiked trying to find a name for that, because it's really spiritually based, but it's not religious or anything.
So how did you end up falling into the kind of music you're making now? Was it an affinity for that kind of music as a fan?
No, I really love Stax, R&B, old school stuff. But Funky White Girl, I was known as the Funky White Girl, wasn't taken off. So I was hiking a mountain in San Diego, and I was in a very bad relationship, and I decided to leave the relationship and the career at the same time, the Funky White Girl career. And I realized that if I went to blues at the time, this is what I thought, that I could be as old as I wanted to be, didn't have to worry about age and lying about my age, and I could be as fat as I wanted to be. It seems like you could just be whoever you are in the blues, and it didn't matter. Not that I want to be fat, you know, but people can just be who they are. And that's what I believed at the time. And I went out to sing the blues, and it just happened. It just happened. It was like magic. Because when I left that relationship, emotionally I opened up. And just wild things were coming out of my mouth that I'd never experienced before.
I'm glad you touched on the emotional aspect of it, too, because when it comes to songwriting, you know, number one and number two topics of songwriting are generally love or loss of love. Mm-hmm. Where do your songs come from? What place in you do your lyrics come from?
Well, they come from life experiences, but also I have a great yearning to teach people about the lessons of life and what I've learned from my heartbreak and getting my fingers into too many bad pies, which we all do.
Cece James is my guest with her band live in the JPR studios. Cece is the 2014 winner of the South Stage Cellars Brit Festival's Rising Stars competition and will be opening for Creedence Clearwater Revisited September 11th on the Brit stage in Jacksonville. BritFest.org for information on the show, or CeceJames.com for information on Cece and the band. I want to hear another tune, but before you play, introduce the remaining members of your band.
Okay. We have Mr. Rob Slideboy Andrews, who I mentioned earlier. He's
Welcome.
A rhythm, slide, and lead player. Mr. Doug McAllister, who's a bass player. And all-around handyman in the band, I guess. I don't know handyman, but he schleps a lot of the equipment. He's got a strong back. And Mr. Dave Million on drums.
Welcome all. Thanks. All based in Grants Pass?
No. Actually, Dave's based in Portland. So he comes up. And
thanks for making the trip.
We try to raise tip money for his gas. So,
what do you guys want to play next?
I'd like to do a song called Wounds. Very different. Thank you.
mental use. All those wounds are gonna take you to your bliss. They never heal, but therein lies the gift. An honest heart takes years to gain. All its beauty lives within its scars, and in its ache brings your soul into that humble, truthful place.
That is CeCe James live in the JPR studios. The 2014 winner of the South Stage Cellars Brit Festival's Rising Stars competition on stage September 11th at Brit, opening up the show for Creedence Clearwater Revisited. Information on the show at britfest.org. We'll have audio from today's live session and some photos up on our website later this afternoon. Just go to www.ijpr.org. By the way, our live sessions are now also available as a podcast on iTunes. You can just do a search for JPR Live Sessions to add that to your list. So, CeCe, other than this show at Brit, regionally, where can folks come out to hear you guys play?
Pretty much all over the country.
Yeah?
We haven't really made it to the East Coast yet. It's just been too far of a tour.
There's always this interesting thing with a lot of artists where there's this small regional support base. And then you can kind of expand to the Northwest or to the Pacific Northwest or just the West Coast. But then there's that additional step where all of a sudden the tour routing gets a lot more difficult and logistics just go crazy. Have you found specific pockets of support as you have traveled around?
Yeah, I've made connections and played in clubs from here all the way through Ohio now. So, and down into Missouri and Mississippi and actually in Arizona. And so we're kind of in Montana. So we're kind of now halfway across.
Yeah, Texas as well.
Yeah. Definitely Texas. And fans just keep begging us for the East Coast, but I just haven't been able to. That's a long tour.
If you just keep moving places and living there for a while,
yeah.
That stuff will grow organically.
No. Not.
Pretty comfortable out here.
Yeah.
Well, we love having you here.
Thank you.
Let's talk about, briefly, before we hear one more tune from you guys, let's talk about the balance between your regular performance and touring and your work in the studio. You have released how many albums now?
Four total, actually.
And when did the last one come out?
2012.
Okay.
So I'm due.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And anything on the horizon for that?
Actually, yes. We are working on tunes. It's just the financial end of it is waiting to come together.
Yeah.
So.
Are you going to take the route that many are these days of going Kickstarter or?
I've done that before, and I'm not sure if I'm going to do that this time. I may just do my own on my website with a PayPal thing, because then I don't have that percentage, percentage, which really cuts into it. So. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what, I'm just kind of waiting on the universe, I guess. I do have a private donation that I could utilize to start, but we're not quite ready to start yet.
Well, we've loved having you in here today.
Thank you.
It's good to see you again. Thanks so much for coming in and playing. What do you guys want to wrap up with?
Well, I'd like to wrap up with the 2013 Song of the Year it won by Blues Blast Music Awards. It's called I Got a Right to Sing the Blues.
I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right, yes I do, to sing the blues. Cause I done paid, child, I done paid my 100% dues. Hard time, warming your hands with hot potatoes, telling me about swimming to walk through swamp full of gators. You're walking 100 miles without shoes to the school bus. On this job, on this bull, let me tell you some real hard stuff. Listening to the stepdaddy, drinking and beating my mama, with child in the belly, my little baby brother. Some food stamps, shelters, running day and night. Heading on to town from a sad drinking monster. Welfare lady, got us all new clothes. They got stolen that night from a trunk of a 47-0's. Only thing made any sense in all the crazy confusion was Sunday go to meeting time, singing on the church bench, right to sing the blues. I got a right now to sing the blues, cause I done paid my 100% dues. Scared to make a move. Finally, you know, I walked out with shaking legs, singing voodoo child, all the way. 3 years later, by the bed of the man that I loved, as he said his last prayers to the good Lord above. You know, the angels came, they took him home that day. It hurt so bad, you know, I just can't explain it. And it all came down and it went right through me. It ripped me right open, let me roar right to my bones. When I got up, only one thing left to do. I knew I had to sing, sing my blues. I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right, people now, to sing the blues. Cause I done paid my 100% dues. I don't pay my 100% dues. Oh, take me to the breakdown, boys. Right to sing the blues. I got a right, yes I do, to sing the blues. Cause I done paid my 100% dues. Yeah, now I know some of you listening there. You got a right to sing the blues. Yeah, you got a right, don't you know? You got a right to sing the blues. If you're done, paid at least 100%, maybe 200. I think I'm up to about 1,000. Whoa, I said it ain't no way, child. Ain't no way. Ain't no way you're gonna walk. The blues, unless you pay at least 100% dues. Yeah, better watch out. If you ain't paid no dues, yeah. you're thinking you are that. Yeah. Treating people like they shouldn't be treated. No respect, no love, no understanding, don't care for anybody else but your own selfish self. Better watch out, Blacksmith of the Blues. That's right, the Blacksmith of the Blues. Coming around with the branding iron. Yes, he is. He be looking for you. Yeah, right when you least expect it, he's gonna come up behind you and give you a 1-2 on the backside. Wow! Yeah! Fall down a little bit. Come down to your knees. Learn a little bit of humbleness. Yeah. Learn a little bit of pain. Too bad we gotta learn through pain, isn't it? But it's the best lesson that I've had so far. Yeah, gave me the right to sing the blues. I got a right, people, now you're here, sing the blues. Cause I done paid my 100% dues. I done paid my 100% dues.
That is C.C. James live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The winner of the 2014 South Stage Cellars Brit Festival's Rising Stars competition, who will be opening on September 11th for Creedence Clearwater Revisited up on the Brit stage in Jacksonville. Information, tickets for the show at britfest.org. Information on C.C., her music, and her band at C.C. James. That is CEECEEJames.com. C.C., it's good to see you again. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you so much. It was a true pleasure.